Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Let me remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is pastoring in Folkston, Georgia, and I'm delighted to have him with us today remotely. Pastor Davis, hold on just a moment. I believe we have J.C. on the line. J.C., go over with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the baby formula shortage. Instead of buying that stuff, which is a lot of genetically modified junk, you can go to the Weston A. Price Foundation website, and they got a video that tells you how to make your own healthy, homemade baby formula. And I was just watching it. There's a lady named Sarah Pope. She just goes right through every detail how you do it and uses good, wholesome ingredients for the child. Also, you can grow, I'm just starting to learn about growing vegetables in just little containers. I'm trying to grow some sweet potatoes in a 2x3 plastic container. Just fill it with, get some good dirt at the store, mushroom compost, all kinds of stuff. You can make your own compost, and you can grow all kinds of vegetables just in little spaces. And I'm still learning that. I can go on YouTube. They got tons of videos because we're, like the pastor David said, store up on stuff. Yeah, we're definitely going to need to do that. But you can also grow stuff in little containers. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
JC, that's very good advice. That's very good advice, okay. And the point well taken for our listeners to be able to do the preparation. And I believe it's time that multitudes get back to having the little garden in the backyard to grow fruits and vegetables as we did in yesteryear. As I tell people, and Pastor Davis and I agree, we're both still under 100 years old. And there are things that we were accustomed to in years gone by that the newer generations find that you just go to the store. In fact, I would venture to say that most millennials today have no earthly idea how fruits and vegetables get into the cans on the grocery shelves. They have no idea how it's grown, where it's grown, or how to produce it. And I believe it may be time for us to get back to the rudimentary fundamental elementals of producing and having the opportunity to grow things. And it might even get to the point where there's no choice based on the cost of things and the availability of things. Pastor Davis, we're talking before the news break, we're talking about the fact that we're told that recession is upon us, that shortages are going to be across the board with all the things that we're accustomed to getting. But we're looking at what I call the food famine, high gas prices, increasing cost of living in general. So how should we as believers, how should we respond to that? And I know it's kind of a generic thing to say, well, we need to faith God, and we do. We need to trust God, and we do. But what are some of the things that as we faith God, as we trust God, and as we obey him, what are some of the things that he gives us wisdom that we ought to be doing if we know the storm is coming? How do we prepare for the storm?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, you and I are watchmen upon the wall, and we are sounding the alarm right now. The trouble has not really come yet. We know that it is coming. But as the brother just got off the line saying, you know, about, you know, growing your own vegetables and different things like that, of course, all of that's, you know, good and handy. But again, I say while we have a little bit of things, I mean, we may not have everything we need available at some of the stores, but there's a lot of little farmers markets and different things like that, flea markets and so forth and so on, where you can come across pretty good bargains for, you know, fresh vegetables, canned goods, other different things like that, breads, or, you know, well, let's say non-perishable, because a lot of times, you know, if you keep bread for too long, then it goes bad. But of course, you know, there are certain ways that you can, you know, buy things that will stand up to the test of time. In other words, I mean, they will, you might be able to keep them for a few years after that, you know, might not be no good. But again, you know, like he just got finished saying, we have to just go ahead and prepare ourselves, you know, do what we need to do, you know, for ourselves right now before it really gets into dire straits. And then we need to help, be helpers of one another. Dr. Yes. Youngblood, so many people get all they can and they can all they get. They don't believe in sharing. But when I read the book of Galatians chapter 6, it tells us down there around verse number 10 that we ought to do good to every man, everybody that we can, but it stresses, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
We need to help one another. If we can let the world see us as Christians, loving and helping one another, and then reaching out a helping hand to them, then, Dr. Youngblood, we can win somebody over for the kingdom of God. But if they see us fighting against one another, you know, again, we are hoarding up things that we don't need, and we got too much already and no other place to put it, like the rich young ruler that had everything he needed, and when Christ came and told him to sell out, the scripture said he walked away sorrowful because he had many things. But just look at what he missed out on. He missed out on a chance to enter into the kingdom of God because he didn't want to turn loose of material things.
That's right.
So let that not be, you know, something that happens amongst us on today. Let's take the necessary steps in order to make sure that we have what we need. And when you get all that you need, then share. Share with one another. Help your brother. Help your sister, you know, in Christ. And reach out, you know, to those. That'll be a way to minister to the lost people out there if we reach out a helping hand and let them know that Christians are not the way that the world or some of the societies or the places in society, especially the media, try to portray us. You know, they try to make it sound like Christians are terrible. And I understand, you know, sometimes things like that does happen in certain circles. But then I believe, Dr. Youngblood, you and I know this, and I don't just believe it, we are amongst the ones that want to do right. So we need to let the world know that, that we're not one of the ones that's just out there just putting up a good face. We really mean it because we love with the love of God from our hearts.
That's right. Pastor Davis, hold a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, Pastor Davis, how y'all doing today?
Being blessed. I can't complain. Thank you.
Can't complain. Well said, Pastor Davis there. Put your treasures up where moth and rust do not corrupt. Outstanding, sir. Outstanding. Anyway, I'd like to add my two cents there. Dried goods. Rice and dried beans are always, they store well, they're filling, and easy to take care of. But since you're talking about putting away a little bit of stuff there, don't forget something called water. That comes under the rule of three. Can't live without water for 3 days. Have some way to store, filter, and treat water. That's my two cents on being prepared.
Jim, you're exactly right, and I can add to that if I may. I've been an advocate for some time. If Winn-Dixie or Walmart, so whichever store you shop at, they have the canned goods, 10 for $10, that's a dollar a can, or 7 for $5, whatever the numbers are, buy them. We could live off canned goods for years and years and years. I believe that we need to have a mindset of being able to, in fact, you go back to the scripture and you find, I believe, in the Proverbs text, talking about the one that prepares, the ant that prepares, et cetera, that stores up for the day of need. And I believe that as Christians, as people in general, Christians, conservatives, patriots, we need to be wise with doing so in the realization that all of society now, all of the movers and shakers, all of the economists and all of the ones that know the numbers are telling us we're faced with a food shortage, a food famine. We're faced with high inflation. We're faced with what I would call that famine that's on the way. And we need to recognize that and be prepared. Pastor, what do you say in relationship to those statements?
Well, that was very well said by Brother Jim. Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Yes, that's something that we really need to do. And there's no shame in my game. I mean, a lot of people don't care for the cheaper brand stuff. You know, don't give me that dollar store stuff. But if the dollar store stuff will feed a hungry stomach, I mean, I think it's very necessary to go ahead and take advantage of that.
Amen.
Like you said, you might find 10 cans for 75 cents, but that's a bargain. So let's just go ahead and get that and put that aside, because you never know where that's going to maybe help you or help someone else to be able to make it. Because if the days haven't come yet, Dr. Youngblood, where it's going to depend upon our very survival of life in this world. It's not gotten that dire just yet, but it may get to that point. But I'm still a firm believer that whatever we need, God's got it, and he's going to supply us with that. When I read from the book of Psalm, verse 37, Psalm 37, rather, verse number 3, it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." That's a promise coming from the word of God that when we are hungry, whatever it is, whether it's physical hunger or spiritual hunger, he's going to feed us with just what we need at the appointed time. Some people don't understand, Dr. Youngblood, that blessings come in the form of your needs. A lot of times they think because I come and put money on the table and I pay my tithes every week, now you're getting like the righteous Pharisee. You're smiting your chest and you're telling God all the good works that you're doing. And you're not considering that works is not the thing that gets you there. But we need to understand that what God wants us to do, first of all, is trust in him. And
yes,
he is going to see that we get just what we need. So when you give your tithes and your offerings to the church, when you obey what your pastor says, when you become a part of the functioning, area of the church, because there's a lot of areas in the church that don't function well because you got these certain ones that want to hoard up people into their groups, and they're really working against the pastor, not with him. But when you get everybody together in unity and we all start doing what the word of God tells us what we need to do, God will send us what we need, our blessings. He will send blessings upon us in the form of our needs, not because you put your tithes or your money on the table, but because you have been faithful to God. And you've been faithful to your pastor and to your church.
Amen. In fact, Pastor Davis, I'm looking at a text of Philippians 4:19. The Apostle Paul says so succinctly, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by," that's dia, "through Christ Jesus." So it's, again, going back to trust and obey, placing our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and depending on him. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question, comment, please.
Excuse me. Yes, just a brief comment. My parents were born in the 1920s, and they were both children of the Depression. Well, they grew up on farms, so now they never experienced bread lines. They had no cash to buy things in stores and that kind of thing, and so there were shortages for that reason. Like a pair of leather shoes, store-bought items were kind of non-existent in their lives. But they lived on farms and they knew they had food. They had food. It might not be exactly what you want to eat, but you were not going to starve. And one thing my father used to say was, they had this little saying back in the 1930s, "What you can't eat, can." So anyway, that's something too.
I like that.
People don't realize so many times, you know, that people of times past didn't have all these modern conveniences that we have. They had to can their food, and many of these people didn't even have electricity back in the 1930s. And
their
lives were very, they were very self-sufficient, though, and that's what I'm really getting around to saying is, self-sufficiency is the key, I think. To be self-sufficient, be able to take care of your own needs, at least for a short while, without having to go outside, is a big thing, is really helpful. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very
Miranda,
much.
Miranda, you're spot on with that. I think we have lost the, the art of self-sufficiency, and it is
Amen.
Self-sufficiency in our surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, knowing that He is sufficient and being obedient to be wise stewards of all that He has placed before us. And Pastor Davis, before we allow you to say something further, let me just throw this in for a little thought for our listeners today. It's a text that many misinterpret today, misunderstand, in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. It is a spiritual understanding. Paul is saying here it's spiritually understood. We all know what specifically, that it is universal, that all things, not a few things, not some things, but all things. And one of the most difficult things, I believe, for Christians today and for the world in general is to recognize that God is sovereign, God is still on the throne, God is still in control, and because we see these things taking place in society with the mismanagement of things from the Washington level for the destruction of our economy purposefully in order to build back better a communist Marxist socialist system, which is the goal for the Biden administration and all of the scabs out of the Obama administration. I believe that we need to recognize that God is still on the throne. He's not gone on vacation. He's not asleep. And all things work together for good. And it does not mean that everything happens is, easy, but all things work together for good. It is unique, working together Amen. For good, for them that love God, for them that are called according to His purpose. And when the verse talks about that working together for good, it is the word simply means useful, beneficial. What happens to us may not be pleasant, but God is at work. And for the most difficult situations that we face, we need to understand that it's happening and God is going to use it to benefit us in some way, in some fashion, that we may not see now. And I believe, Pastor Davis, that what God is doing, that's working all things together for good with what we see with the inflation, we will see the shortages, where we see the threats from other nations. I believe God is working that to get our attention as Americans, and more specifically as Christians, because you touched on it a moment ago with so many ministries today, so many preachers today, so many preaching that are preaching today a false gospel. In fact, it was Franklin Graham that recently said that the progressive churches, progressive preaching, will lead people to hell and not see them saved. And that's a powerful statement. And I've said many, many, many times it's time that we stop preaching cotton candy theology and goosebump theology and voodoo theology and get back to the truth of the Word of God so that people will have their faith placed in, not in man, not in government, but in God through God's Word. And so, Pastor, I believe that what we're both saying and what our listeners are understanding today, we need to recognize that what is happening is because there is the high probability God's using it to judge America. Secondly, I believe what is happening in general is that it's working together for our good, all things that the Scripture validates. But we need to trust in Him, trust and obey, Amen. For there's no other way Amen. To be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey, as the old song Amen. Says. Pastor, there's another thought. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Pastor Glenn Davis, pastoring up in Folkestone, Georgia. And we're talking about the subject today, trust and obey. We're looking at the hardships and the difficulties that American citizens are being faced with, and as the economists are telling us, it's the worst is still yet to come. But there's still another factor in this trust and obey, Pastor Davis. What about COVID? How should we view that? How should we view what is taking place? I'm looking at an article that says, ABC News analyst says that COVID deaths are rising among the vaccinated. Analysis of the ABC News and federal data found that a growing proportion of COVID-19 deaths are occurring among those that have been vaccinated. There's a lot of consternation, confusion, frustration, and fear Pastor Davis, in society today as a result of the COVID vaccination, as a result of the COVID plandemic. And it has been planned, as one physician said, Dr. Malone, I believe just a few months back, said that it is mass genocide on a global level. I'm looking at another article that says COVID vaccine rates, COVID vaccine rises the risk of cardiac arrest of 24% in the youth. A new peer review analysis of data published in the prestigious British scientific journal Nature found 25% increase in the emergency calls for cardiac arrest and other sudden onset coronary issues among the young adults in America today. The researchers compared the data of 16-year-olds to 39-year-olds the same period of time in 2019 and 2020, and found that the increase is 25% or more. So, Pastor Davis, the question that I want to propose for you to respond to for our listeners, knowing that, how should our listeners respond? How should Christians respond? And I've seen so many Christians saying, in fact, one very recently I heard asked the question when we were talking about the difficulties and what's happening and being lied to. And that individual said, oh, are you saying that we shouldn't trust CDC? And it was almost laughable because, no, we cannot trust CDC. We cannot trust the FDA. We cannot trust any department of the federal government. We're talking about the COVID. It is a planned mass genocide on a global basis. But, Pastor, it's still very real. There's still those Amen. That are putting on the back the mask every day. There's still those that feel that I need to get not only vaccinated but boosted, and the booster get boosted. How should we respond to that? Be brief with that, and then we'll take our next caller.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, again, I want to make sure that we keep it out front that – first of all, we are trying to encourage you to first trust God. We can't trust the CDC or no other man. As much as I love grandma, granddaddy, whoever else that wants to give me good advice, and I'm not saying that they'll ever tell you anything wrong, but then we cannot even take their advice over the word of God. Know and understand this, it's very important for us, for God to have first place in our lives. So first of all, I just want to say, let's trust in God and trust in his word, because when we look at Psalm 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That means, Dr. Youngblood, he can heal COVID too.
Absolutely.
Now, I know some people right now today, I know some people that have survived COVID without taking the jab because they simply trusted in God.
Amen.
And God came through and delivered. Now, why doesn't he do that in every case? I don't know. I'm not God. I'm not a prophet, neither the son of a prophet. But then God does everything that he wants to do because he is sovereign. He has that ability, or he has that right, because he is God. So first, let's say trust in God. But then again, second thing I want to say before you take your caller is to be informed. Get the information that you need to know what this thing is all about before you put something into your body that's going to do you more harm than good.
Absolutely. I believe we have Jackie on the line. Jackie, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, hello. I'm curious. Do you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. So we won't have to worry about too much.
We're still going to face tribulation, the scripture says. All those that love the Lord Jesus Christ shall, the scripture says, suffer tribulation. Tribulation is the word thlipsis. It means pressure, problems, pain, difficulties, darkness, devastation. We will face that, but not the great tribulation that shall come after the rapture of the church. I'm looking forward Amen. To the rapture of the church. It could happen any moment. It could happen before this broadcast is over. And I tell people we need to be ready to go in the next 30 seconds, but be prepared in the event the Lord wants to wait another 1,000 years. And so, Amen. Yes, absolutely. We need to be prepared, and I'm ready for the rapture. I'm rapture ready, as some would call it, and I'm looking
Me
forward
too.
To it. Absolutely. Jackie, thank you so much
thank
for your call.
You.
Have a blessed day and keep looking up. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question. A comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, you're spot on today. You know, the two angels told the men that saw Christ ascend to heaven, said, why are you marveling? The same Christ you saw ascend, he'll come back. And I think the reason they said, why are you marveling, is because if they were good Jews and they had read the Old Testament, they knew what was going to happen to the Messiah. But we've always talked about, as conservatives, what would happen if the loony left got in power. And remember, these aren't the John Kennedy Democrats, not
That's
at
right.
all. So I think what you and Dr. Gosh, I'm
Davis.
Having a senior moment there. Anyway,
Pastor
you're talking
Davis,
about
yes.
is, yeah, we see, Pastor Davis, we see Amen. These things coming, and the advice you're giving is so right on because it's scriptural-based. Yeah, while you can, buy some extra stuff because these loonies are going to run this thing in the ground, I believe. Before they're out of there, you're going to see some very hard times.
Absolutely.
And I think that only the prudent are going to hear what you're saying. But you are so spot on. I just thank God for you, both of you.
Amen. Well, Tom, thank you so much, brother. Keep looking up and lifting up our heads for our redemption draweth nigh. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And when we face all these days of darkness and difficulties, we need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ even more. Pastor, we've got about a minute and a half left on the broadcast, but I'm looking at an article that says 17,000 doctors have joined together to demand an end to the mass murder program of the CDC and St. Anthony Fauci of the vaccination program that's being forced upon us. And there's a little thing that we need to wrap up the broadcast on that I believe probably is more fearful, causing more fear than anything else we've talked about today. And that is the fact that this president, President Biden, is relinquishing over the authority of our health care to the World Health Organization, and they'll vote on that May 22nd through May 28th. The nations that's involved in the United Nations will vote on that, and that means, Pastor Davis and ladies and gentlemen listening today, that the World Health Organization will make the decision on anything that they deem to be a health emergency. That could be gun control. That could be climate change. That could be forced vaccination. That could be forced lockdowns. That could be forced mask wearings. And it will come out of Dr. Tedros with the World Health Organization. And the World Health Organization is a puppet for China. And so that means China will be in charge of all of our health care and the health mandates. Pastor Davis, we've got about 20 seconds left on the broadcast. Would you take a moment and just a challenge to our listeners to trust God, to faith Him, and to be obedient to Him?
Amen. Let me just say to you on today to be encouraged. Don't be fearful. Only the strong are going to survive on today, because when we look at, amen, the Word of God, He told us in the book of Habakkuk that the just shall live by his faith. And this is what we're going to need. Amen. We're going to need faith, hope, and trust in God, in His Word, I mean, to the max. I mean, we're going to have to trust Him to the uttermost, because we know that He's able to perform all things for us. But when
Amen.
We look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." So it's not going to do us any good to hear the word of God if we're not going to mix the faith with it and provide the faith, amen, to trust in God to supply all things that we need.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Davis, for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
1-800-GO-BIBLE.